This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I am in a Christian school, and I have a special guest here, and we're playing the game, Who's Norman? Because Norman Reinhardt, did I pronounce it right?
How'd you say it?
Reinhardt.
That's great. Perfect.
Oh, wow. How'd I do that? Norman is, we didn't tell the students what he was, but you guys did some get a great job. Barnes guessed that he was a firefighter. Rhodes guessed he was he worked at Truth, the Truth Network. Michael guessed he was a minister. Adrian, a pastor. Drew worked for a church. Carter, a missionary. Sam thought he was a doctor. Tim asked if he was an inventor, and Mike guessed he was a police officer. And then one of you said he was, maybe asked him if he fed the homeless. Which one of you was that? That was a good question. Norm, did they get it right?
No.
Who is Norman Reinhardt? Tell us that.
I am, you mean what do I do, or what? Who am I?
Well, kind of, yeah. I love to ask that question. It's open-ended.
That's a good one. Well, I am from Hickory, North Carolina, and I am an opera singer. And I've lived in Europe the last 10 years between Germany, Austria, and those other places, some other places, and just moved to D.C. with my wife, Sula. My wife, Sula, is also an opera singer.
You both are?
Yes.
Wait till you guys hear her sing. She can sing too, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's better than me.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I've heard them sing together. In fact, if you go on my Instagram page, I've got them singing together, and it's beautiful, angelic. But as we're doing this, I said, you know what, Norman, we're going to make you sing a song as a first-time guest.
Yes.
And
yes.
And that started to open some doors to some ears and to get them thinking that what this guy might be, we're getting a little closer.
Indeed. So a little closer. But it's Victory in Jesus, that's what I sang. And that's a fun one because I don't get to sing that much. So I haven't sung really that many hymns in the last 20 years.
Wow.
I've sung a lot of other stuff. So.
Well, let's ask the guys. Did you guys enjoy hearing Norman sing? Let's hear it, huh? Come on. Yeah. Awesome. And these guys are a great audience. And now you had a question real quick. Come forward and ask the question into the mic here. You started out by asking him how he learned how to do something. What was that?
What made you want to learn how to sing?
I like to sing. I actually started singing when I went to school because I didn't know how to do anything else. So I was like, well, I can sing, and so I'll start as a music major, and then I'll figure out what I want to do after that.
Wow.
And once I started going down that road, it didn't stop, and it was obvious the Lord had, a different path.
Sure.
So, that's kind of how that happened.
You mentioned the Lord. Does anyone want to know about the Lord? What is God? How can a professional, accomplished opera singer who's sung all over the world and all over the states as well, how did God come into your life? How did he become part of your life? What has he done in your life to get to you where you are?
I became a Christian when I was in the sixth grade. And I met the Lord. I went to Christian school in Hickory. And I met the Lord in chapel.
Hear that?
So that was an unusual experience, actually. At least when I look back at it, when it happened, I don't remember how I reacted to it. But looking back at it, I was in chapel. I was convicted, and when I went to go to the altar to meet the Lord, And I remember walking up and, like, at the end of the pews, just in front of the altar, for some reason, and I don't know if it was a lighting thing or just what I saw, which I have no idea, it was like literally there was a line. In the lighting made it look like there was a line, and I was stepping from darkness into light.
Wow.
It was very unusual, and I remember that very vividly. And I don't know if that's just how they had the lights turned on that day or that's something I literally just I saw, but... I will never forget that moment.
In the sixth grade, and you guys think about a question. You have a question? Come up and ask a question for Norman about his life, about opera, anything. You've got Pavarotti. You've got all these famous opera singers, and this guy's up there singing. And the Bible, there's a verse that says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I think that's Psalm 100. I love it at Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's called the Great 100. You know, it's a Thanksgiving famous song, really, for Psalm for all of life. But we maybe want you to sing your favorite Christian song for us before this is over. Just, you know, just even one little line, stanza, you know, for the audience and for these students. But we got a young man. Say your first name, young man, then ask your question.
Sam, and do you like traveling the country?
Okay. Yeah, traveling.
I do like traveling. I've traveled. I started traveling when I was 25, 26, where I started traveling a lot. And I do enjoy it. Eventually, it does get a little, because you're always going for work somewhere. So people will ask us, so how did you find this city? And you go, I actually don't know, because I was working the whole time. Mm. And so it's not pleasure traveling. It's, you know, you're going for, you know, you're going to do a job. And traveling is great. I like it. It's not for everybody. And definitely not for everybody over a long period of time, that's basically what I've done. But it's great. I enjoy it. I still enjoy it, though.
But things have changed with this whole virus, and everyone's kind of slowing down. There are not as many operas, there's not as many performances, maybe some outdoor stuff. Mm-hmm. How has that affected your faith and your work?
Well, I mean, it definitely, as far as your faith goes, it definitely challenges you. Because you're going into the unknown, and anytime you go into the unknown, there are challenging aspects to the unknown. Yeah. Wow. And I think you kind of find yourself. I think that's kind of how life is. You go into unknown things all the time, and so this is one of those moments. And I think it's an unknown. What's unusual about this period is it's an unknown for everybody.
Yeah.
Because we've never gone through something like this. And so it's really a period where everybody, you know, they're asking themselves some form of this question. Hmm. What's going to happen? What's coming next? What do I do? And so we do have a unique opportunity because of that, I think. We have a unique opportunity in this moment to be people who have answers.
Hmm. Amen.
To people's questions.
So my guest is Norman Reinhart. He's a accomplished professional opera singer, sings all over the world. He does. He came to the Lord at sixth grade. He and his sweet wife, Sula, they sing together. She sings. She's a prolific soprano, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
And God has used him in a mighty way to share the faith. And I was going to ask you this. These young people are here at this Christian school. We're at Calvary Day School. I lead this advisorial group, a little leadership training group every week. You're our special guest, and you sang for them. And as soon as you sang, they figured out what you do. But, Norman, I want to ask a question for you guys that I think is on your heart. These guys have a heart to do. Our first meeting, I asked them, what do you want to do? Someone said, I want to be an engineer. Someone said, I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a dentist. You know, different things, a teacher. We got some gifted kids here.
Good.
How do you use opera to lift up Jesus and to, you know, to express your faith and to share the faith? You know, mm-hmm. And how would you challenge these kids, whatever track they end up in, they're a missionary disguised as a truck driver or wherever God calls them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, part of it is that whenever you have a gift in something, because it's from the Lord, it will speak. Mm. You don't have to say anything. If you are good at something, if you are great at something, then there's an aspect of that where God is speaking through you. Because in our profession, like, you can think of anybody you may like to hear as an entertainer, like whoever you like. It doesn't matter. If they're a great singer, there is something about, you can be a horrifying person, and yet when somebody sings to you, somehow that speaks to you, that gets your attention, you like it. Now, why is that? Why is it that this person's character might be horrible, and yet when they go up to sing, that speaks to you immediately? Why would that be that way? I thought character and gift were supposed to be aligned, but that's not necessarily the case. And so it's because what God gave them, just like what God gave you in whatever you want to do. If you want to be an engineer, if you want to be a dentist, if you want to go be a multi-trillionaire, it doesn't matter. If God has put that in you, then when those gifts are in operation, He is speaking through that. And so it is our job as Christians that when that gift speaks and it gets people's attention, then we correlate it to the true source of why we're good at it.
Wow.
And we connect it to say, because we are people who know. We are people who know why we're good at it. We are people who know why we're excellent at it. Because God gave us this, and He helped us to develop it, and we drive it as far as we can. We take it to the highest levels that we can. And that's because God gives us the power. In all you guys, there's power inside of you. Scripture says that the kingdom is within you. There's power inside of you, and there's power to do anything. And He put that down in there. And so when you get into your lane, whatever that is, when you get into that zone that God's put down inside of you, that stuff's going to come out. And if it's being a mathematician, if it's being in technology, if it's being a doctor, if it's being in higher education, if it's being an athlete, it doesn't matter what it is. That thing will kick in. And when that thing kicks in, the Lord's talking.
Amen.
And it's actually a really interesting thing. It was a question I had as a person who liked so many different kinds of singers. And then you read, you know, I love Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was not the greatest of human beings as an individual, but he was a genius when he walked on stage. Absolute genius. And so you start to go, well, that's amazing. How does that work? And that was at least something I think the Lord showed me about how gifts work. You know, the gifts are given without repentance. In other words, we all have gifts, whether we find out where that source, where it comes from or not. Those gifts will speak because God gave it, and He's good. Anyway.
That's the voice of the gifted one, Norman Reinhardt. Him and his sweet wife, Sula, have an amazing gift to sing. Guys, will you sing one for us? Sing your favorite Christian hymn song for us as we wrap up, will you?
Okay.
Even just one stanza. Guys, you want to hear one more? How about that, huh?
I'll do it.
I can't hear you, fellas. I can't hear you. Come on. All right. We're going to record it right here for Truth Talk.
A short one.
Just listen, guys. And just think about that. God's put in you an amazing gift. That's just, you blessed me just there. I was listening, and I even forgot I was doing this interview because God's put something in you, guys, greatness, His glory. And how are you going to use that to bring people to Him, to point to Jesus? Because people need the Lord. They don't have the peace of God. And our world is in war, in conflict. And that's why we're here to bring them to God, right?
I'm singing.
Lay one on us, man.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Here it comes, guys. Right here. Right. Exclusively on Truth Talk. Norman Reinhardt.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and sorrow from me. Oh, how much He cares for. Amen.
What do you say, guys? How about that? What a blessing. Lifting up Jesus, a professional opera singer all over the world. I interviewed you and your wife, Sula, a while back, maybe in a couple years,
yep. And
you guys were really cool on the air and off the air. Great friends, and you share your testimony about Christ, you know, a lot of times, but you live that out through being professional, being excellent in all that you do. And the chapel speaker this morning, Joseph, talked about habits of grace. What am I doing on social media? Guys, listen up. What am I doing with a phone, with social media, with texting, with other things? Habits of grace, reading God's word. This young man has a Bible. Look, he's got a Bible open. Isn't that awesome? right there.
It's a dictionary.
What? Okay, it's a dictionary, but still, I mean, you know, but it kind of, you know, the optics were good. We tried. Anyway.
It was a good effort.
And it all broke it down.
I knew where you were going. I was like, yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, this is real. You're getting the real uncensored truth talk. But the power of the habits of grace. So, guys, what habits of grace? Praying for your wife every day. She's out there. Okay? Guys, praying for your future wife. And treating young ladies that you date right now as though, you know, she's someone's future wife, you know, mm-hmm. and being protecting her and protecting, being protective of women, being men, being honorable, opening doors, being gentlemen, reading your word, sharing the gospel, praying, cultivating a prayer. What are some of the things like that are important? Spiritual disciplines, Norman, that are important.
Just growing in basics. Yeah, discipline is huge, like for everything. Any way that you can discipline your life, discipline, because all it's what's really weird. This is such a strange thing. Everything is discipline. And I say that as a person who has been very undisciplined. Mm. Seriously. It's hilarious. But, you know, your prayer life is a discipline. Studying is a discipline. Studying the word is a discipline. Studying anything else is a discipline. Yeah. Reading is a discipline. And now I think sometimes, I don't know, what do you guys think? I think stuff like this is kind of looked at as somewhat boring in our culture at the moment. Because we're just inundated with so much stuff. There's so much noise. There's so much distraction. There's just so much going on.
Right.
And there's so much activity that you got to find, like, okay, what do I actually need to focus on? What do I actually need to discipline myself in that's going to help me move forward? So it starts with studying. It starts with prayer, and it starts with studying the word.
Amen.
For sure.
That's good.
Yeah. And then you can find out the other things. You know, you find out your interests then. You find out, well, what am I good at? What do I like? As you look at those things, because, you know, stuff starts to stir up inside of you. Right. So, yeah.
What's your spiritual gift? Every one of you have a spiritual gift. Yeah. What is it? Is it serving? Is it evangelism? Is it administration? Is it compassion? Are you going to be a counselor? What is that gift? What is your gift, guys? And how is God? So, you know, the psalmist, or no, I believe Solomon said, apply your heart to wisdom.
Yeah.
Apply.
Yep.
So what are you putting in to this, and what are you going to get out of it? And mm-hmm. what you have the opportunity every day is to walk with the creator of the universe, Almighty God. It's a free call. No roaming, no data charges. You can connect with God every day in prayer, and he talks to you. Every time you open the Bible, you get a text from God. Isn't that crazy awesome? And guys, he's been texting you like crazy. And there's the open Bible, well, open dictionary. I'm sorry, I messed that up. But my Bible is up here. It's open.
Yeah.
And God's, every time you open the Bible, God's speaking. You know, don't say God's been silent and your Bible stays shut, right? So anyway, awesome to have Norman on Truth Talk here at this Calvary Day School at my advisory. Thanks for coming into this.
Thank you very much.
You guys are awesome. Now, you guys come up here and stand right up here at a safe distance. I'm going to take a little selfie with everyone. Masks on is fine, whatever, with everyone and Norman. And then when I do this podcast, broadcast, when this airs, you guys are all of a sudden are going to be famous. What do you think about that, Norman? These guys?
They're going to be huge.
We could have
blow up.
We could have the next, I don't know in here. I mean.
What do you like?
Yeah.
The next
great inventor, the next D.L. Moody, the next, you know, the next Adoniram Jensen.
Hey, listen, guys, here's the challenge.
David Livingston.
Go and develop some kind of technology that takes us out of the whole group with Zuckerberg and all these guys.
Yeah. Something new, yeah. Fresh way to communicate.
You'll be a kajillionaire, number one.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, you will have a moral superiority because, I don't mean that in a bad way, but you know what I'm saying when I say that.
Promote the truth and, yeah.
Promote the truth.
Yeah. So, but every one of you guys has a giftedness, and I think what Norman has shown us is, and he's been, thank you for coming and laying your heart out there and sharing us your journey to Christ. And every one of you guys, I'm so proud of you. And I'm challenging you to go walk with God, know him, make him known, and find that brilliance he's put in you and maximize it to the fullest. We're going to get a picture. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody say, thank you, Norman.
Thank you, Norman.
Who is Norman? I think we found out today.
I guess.
On Truth Talk and Advisory. Awesome.
This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.